chat? Is that working?
Better.
Better? How's anybody? Hello, hello? Something about Pookie, we do understand.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. Is it me or the audio way off? I wonder why. What happened?
What about the, oh, look. What? I saw something that looked like it was off.
What?
Go back to that other page. It's red. It says off. What is that?
That's the webcam.
I can't see it.
That's okay. That's just that. Right. It's fine. Now it's okay.
Yeah, they're saying it's okay now?
Okay. Yeah, I wonder what that was all about.
Maybe it was just lag.
Could be. I did have to restart this shit because it was like fucking like right before.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if you guys heard what we said, but yeah, we were talking about, I talked about accidentally kicking Pookie this morning because she like ran under my legs like she was all excited to see me in the closet and I didn't see her because it was kind of dark. And then she got pissed off. But yeah, so, and she was in here, but she ran away because she was like, fuck you guys. You're not talking to me. You're talking to the lights again. But yeah, so today we're
I want to say something. How many of you guys went and saw Blood Vessel last night after we reviewed it? Well, go ahead.
Yeah, probably a lot of people did.
Yeah.
That was a really good movie.
I did some more studying on the Strogoi.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. You told me about that.
Yeah. The Strogoi is not a copy of a vampire. Bram Stoker, that's his porn name. Bram Stoker. He read stories of the Strogoi, and from that, he made that vampire story.
Yeah, I mean, Bram Stoker, like, before he wrote Dracula, he did, like, all the vampire research. Like, he went all into, like, the...
They had Upir and things like that, too, which was like a vampire, but he got it from Romanian Strogoi.
Yeah.
And it did a lot of the things that... The shit that I saw it do in Blood Vessel, that's actually how it's described and in the legends. And what I thought was cool about it is that you had living Strogoi, and then you had undead Strogoi.
Yeah.
You could be a Strogoi and be alive, and then when you died, you came back as an undead Strogoi.
So it was kind of a win-win.
And here's the even weirder fucking thing about a Strogoi. A Strogoi, living or dead, could interbreed with the living, the undead, and the dead.
That is a true pansexual.
That's a fucking, yeah. Evidently, a Strogoi, I guess an undead Strogoi, could mate with a dead person and make a living child from that.
That's quite a trick.
Yeah, I don't know how that happens, but they were worried about it in Romania.
It's mythology, that's how it happened.
Which I think, know how they all looked different? They all had, and it says that undead Strogoi had animalistic features like rats and fucking bats and shit like that and wolves. But remember how when he went to his wife, she didn't come out of the grave. He gave her some blood and she came out.
Yeah.
So she might have been turned into a Strogoi from a dead body. You see, a Strogoi could bring the dead back to life.
Yeah.
Which is very different than biting somebody and making them a Strogoi.
Yeah.
So there was all kinds of weird mixtures. They had families. And the families had a mixture of the living, the dead, and the undead were all in the damn or the revived dead and then the undead, and they were all in relationships with each other, marrying people and having children. That's just a weird concept. That's even better than the fucking vampire.
Everybody is recommending the Guillermo del Toro series, The Strain, which was also about a Strogoi.
Okay, yeah.
So I had heard about that a few years ago, but I hadn't seen it yet because I love Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'd write it or produce it. I can't remember.
They could command swarms of fucking animals and insects, which you see that a lot in Dracula movies.
Yeah.
And commanding swarms of stuff. But they did that. Strogoi did that too.
I wish I could command.
It's just kind of interesting.
Swarms of stuff.
Yeah.
That would be kind of neat. But yeah, so the movie we're talking about today is actually a new one. It's from 2020 that just came out on Netflix. This is a Polish slasher, of all things. I read, I don't know if this is true or not, maybe if anyone is from Poland, they can tell me. This is supposedly like the first Polish-produced slasher movie. Not the first Polish horror movie, obviously, but the first, you know, traditional slasher-type movie. And it's called Nobody Sleeps in the Woods Tonight. I am not going to attempt to pronounce the Polish title. So, this was directed by Bartosz Kowalski. Hi, Pookie. She's back again.
What's up, Pookie Pants?
And basically, what you got is you have your standard slasher setup. You got, like, all these teenagers that are, like, various types. You got, like, the kind of cute, quiet girl. You got, like, the chubby, nerdy kid. You got, like, the hot girl. The dude that runs around with his shirt off all the time. Yeah. Kind of the sensitive gay man. So you have all these kids, and they go to this camp that's, like, out in, like, the remote, you know, ass end of nowhere of Poland. And the funny thing, and I kind of like that they did this as a setup, the camp is called Adrenaline. Like,
yeah.
And it's for kids that are addicted to their technology, like to their cell phones and stuff. So that's one of the things that you have to do when you stay at this camp. It's like a 3-day camp, and you have to give up all of your devices. Hence, nobody really has one when they're all out in the woods and shit starts to go sideways. So it's the interesting thing about this. It's almost kind of like, you know, yeah, there's a lot of, you know, Friday the 13th kind of setup. It's almost going a little bit in a comedy, like, or a little bit of a meta direction. It's not zany or anything, but there's a little bit of a Scream influence where, like, you know, the little chubby nerdy kid is, like, into horror movies, and he's just like, oh, we can't do this because the bad shit happens in horror movies and everyone just does it anyway and they then gets killed horribly. But one thing I like about this movie is that I guess the monster in it, or the killer, which are actually killers because it's actually two guys, but it's kind of like has a little bit of a sci-fi, but also kind of like a mutant kind of shit, because they kind of do a flashback and tell you, because the monster, when you see them, they're like these big dude. It kind of looks like the Toxic Avenger a little bit.
Like, they're just big, round, looking.
You got, like,
bloated.
Boils and shit all over
big,
them.
Big, round, looking, bloated dudes.
You know, and I'm just sitting there going, "What the fuck is that thing?" Because, yeah, like, for a while, I didn't know if, like, the monster was going to be just like a regular guy, if it was going to be like a werewolf, or I didn't really know. So when they actually show the dude, and he's just like this big, like I said, he reminds me of the Toxic Avenger, but, like, much, much larger. You know what I mean? He's, you know, he's just like this big dude with boils all over him. And you find out later on that I guess these were two twins who, when they were kids, they found, like, a meteor, like a green meteor, like, in their backyard. Yeah. And the first thing I was like, meteor shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like Creepshow. But
yeah, I thought it was an homage to Creepshow, actually.
I think it probably was, because there was
a lot of homages to
definitely
American stuff in it.
Oh, definitely. And that was what, like, mutated them and turned them into these things. And then I guess, like, their mom, you know, they're like, well, they're still my babies, even though they're monsters. So she, like, kept them down in the cellar, like, feeding them because she didn't want anybody to know that they were in there. And I guess every now and then they bust out and, like, start killing some people. And that's what ends up happening in this movie. Yeah. So, yeah, what did you think of this movie, Tom?
It was okay. I liked it. I think
it was pretty good for a slasher. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I gotta say, you know, it's better than a lot of the fucking Hollywood shit that's come out, I think. You know what I mean? It's I would call it a traditional horror slasher movie. Wasn't any flim-flam in it. A lot of homages. It had that same tone as kind of like a cross between Friday the 13th and Halloween and just maybe Scream or something.
Yeah, it had like a little bit of a meta kind of Scream type of thing.
Yeah, it had elements of comedy, and it had the right mixture of comedy and sexuality and horror, I guess, you know, and action. Because they did a lot of stuff that, you know, American slasher movies did. And they talk about it. They talk about slasher movies in the movie.
Yeah.
Okay. If you had sex or getting it on, you were going to get killed. Somebody's going to get killed. It just had all... There, you know, smoking weed is a meme in it. Just everything the movie did was just kind of like along that genre. It fulfilled all the elements of a slasher genre.
Yeah, and it was like winking
on purpose.
It
on
was
purpose.
Like winking at you, but not right. In a really obnoxious, straightforward way. Could have been a little bit funnier. Because I feel well, but that might have been lost in the translation. I kind of feel like, because the humor in it seemed a little dry, but I don't know if that was just because, like, you know, I don't speak Polish, obviously, so it's like maybe it was just kind of...
They just knew what they were doing, and they knew who you were as an audience member. They knew who was watching.
They're like, hey, want to see some titties? There they are.
There they are. You just want to see some sex? Here it is.
You want to see a whole bunch of gore? Here you go.
here's a wood chipper. You know what's next. They already know. They're already telling you. You know what I mean? The wood chipper. That's coming.
Because I was thinking, oh, that was a Tucker and Dale versus Evil moment, wasn't it? Because I was like, oh, I hope someone's going in there.
There is a lot of fucking Evil Dead kind of references to it. Not really references, but homages in it too, from some of the action scenes, from what I remember.
Yeah.
You know, like the wood chipper scene was kind of like what was that, Friday the 13th 4 or 3?
Yeah.
Where they had the wood chipper. It was like a mixture of that and something out of the Evil Dead.
And there was also a direct homage to Friday the 13th, Part 7, the infamous sleeping bag kill.
Yeah.
Where Jason picks up the person in the sleeping bag and just slams him against a tree.
I didn't see that in this one, too. Yeah, that's how, because you see, when I saw Jason do that, for me, it was homaging Prophecy.
I can't remember if I saw that one first.
Yeah, Prophecy.
That was a big mutant bear,
big
right?
mutant bear. And it fucking ran into somebody's campsite. They were hiding from it in the sleeping bag.
It picked it up
and threw it against the fucking.
Well, see, now I need to see Prophecy again because I saw that
all the feathers went.
When did that come out? 76, 77, yeah. Something like that.
Scared the shit out of me when I was
Maybe
a kid.
It was 78. Yeah, I remember seeing it when I was a kid, but I don't remember much about it. So it could be that
it happened at a time when on the news there was always this scare about. Well, the first was a scare about ketone. That was the first. Remember ketone?
Sort of vaguely.
They were just trying to tell everybody how poisonous ketone was. I think ketone's in food now. But anyway, there was a ketone scare, and then there was a mercury scare about the mercury.
I remember that.
The mercury in the water. Yeah. The mercury in the water was mutating the frogs. It was kind of like the old version of fucking turning the frogs gay. It was like, and it was going out of control, and that's what the prophecy was about. Mercury in the water. This is based on memory. I haven't seen this shit in forever, people. So if I'm wrong, you know.
I think that that's what it was.
Mercury
though.
In the water got into some fish, and the bear and a pregnant bear ate the fish.
Yeah.
And then
that's
her,
what happened.
Yeah, and then.
And then she had
a mutant bear. It was huge. Yeah, and I think babies might have eaten each other. I don't remember. It's been a long time. But one of them.
Tom's vague movie retrospective. When they're this,
I was a little kid.
Shit with the dude with the arm.
With the dude and the arm and the bear. And what came out of it was a big old albino.
You should do a whole
Yeah, do a whole thing like that.
That
I need to do my
fun.
Own. I need to,
That'd be funny as hell.
I need to do my own little sub show in here where it's just me going and then the dude did this and that happened. Anyway, what came out of this shit was a fucking gigantic bald mutant bear that was albino and had it, one side of its face was all fucked up, walked around on two legs almost like a man, and back in the day it was fucking scary. I think it had little bitty arms or hands. I don't remember exactly how it looked. No, it looked like a mutant bear. It was standing
with
up
Tyrannosaurus Rex arms.
Yeah, I think it did.
I don't remember
it
what
its
arms
weird.
Looked like.
It looked out of proportion. When they finally showed it towards the end, when they would show the whole thing at once, the proportions didn't look right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You could tell it was mechanical. It wasn't
now
really
I need
movement.
To see that again. We need to throw that into the ring to do the
Prophecy.
Because I remember seeing it, because it was like in the 70s, it was like a whole slate of environmental horror where animals go berserk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Was it called Prophecy?
Yeah.
Prophecy, yeah.
Prophecy. There's one called The Prophecy that had Christopher Walken in it. That was completely
That's
different.
Right,
that
right.
was more religious.
Yes, remember that. I remember that one being
horror
pretty
thriller.
Good.
That was actually pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, it was just called Prophecy.
Yeah, this one was just called Prophecy. And I'm pretty sure it was 78. It was on mid to late 70s. I think it was 1978.
It was around the same time as Alien 1 when it came out, but Alien 1 blew it away.
Well,
but I remember in Fangoria magazine, you know what I mean, you saw clips from
you just see the stills
the stills from this bear and then shit from Alien and then shit from Saturn 5 also the damn robot from Saturn 5. It's all around that same era.
Like I said, there was a whole bunch of these kind of movies. I still love The Swarm and Kingdom of the Spiders.
Yeah.
That had fucking Shat in it.
Yeah, the Shat. The Shat fighting tarantulas.
I know, that was so good. It was so good. And it's like Empire of the Ants.
Yeah.
You had all the Food of the Gods.
Yeah,
Man, I loved those fucking movies when I was going Orca.
Yeah. When you were a kid, they were awesome. You look
I know,
at
I love all this.
Cheap and shit.
Well, they're cheesy as shit, but it's like,
they were entertaining.
I really liked, like, killer animals run amok movies like when I was growing up. I was like super into
that. They were entertaining. Oh man, my battery went out. I've been having problems charging this shit.
Well, didn't I give you that charger that didn't work?
Yeah, it did.
That other cord that I gave you did actually work on my shit, so I don't know what the hell's wrong with you. Fourth Row Down says, were there boobs in it? Were there boobs in which movie?
Which what?
There were boobs in this movie that we're talking about, but Prophecy, I don't know if there I don't know if there was boobs in it. I don't remember. It's been so long ago since I've seen it. Now I gotta look it up, though. Shit, I gotta write this down. Because, that was one movie. I remember that Stephen King talked about it in Dance Macabre. Like, he was kind of going on and out about how cheesy that was. Because he was talking about that, and he was talking about Amityville Horror, and he was kind of talking about all those movies that came out around that time period. But yeah, so this one, like I said, it's if you like slasher movies, I'm sure you probably will enjoy it. It's a pretty standard slasher movie. Like I said, it had kind of an original backstory, like, to the monsters, and I liked that they were just kind of like these big mutants, like, covered in boils, and it had, like, a little bit of a meteor type shit going on with it, so it had like a little bit of a sci-fi thing, but other than that, you know, it was pretty good. Phase 4, somebody said, yes, that was also very good. Actually, Phase 4 I think was, I mean, probably, like, quality wise was like the best of all those, because as much as I love, you know, the swarm with those terrible bees that were like all fucking
I remember
done with mats and stuff, and like the cheesy shit. The best thing about those movies is that you had like all these, I hate to call them has-beens because that seems very judgmental, but it's always kind of like people who's, which is like Elizabeth Taylor, and it's like people whose better days were behind them.
Yeah,
I guess
ended up being in the C list,
and they would kind of be
A listers,
like one step up from. Made-for-TV movies that had, like, you know, getting chased around by fucking spiders and giant rabbits and whatnot. Night of the Lepus. I also kind of love Night of the Lepus, too. Although it's hard to make giant bunnies scary. But, you know.
Remember Humanoids from the Deep?
Yeah. We just watched that one not too long ago.
That was coming, too.
Because I think that might be on Shudder or something like that. What are you doing down there, Pookie? She's chewing
biting
on
stuff.
She's chewing on the
Stop
table.
Stop biting the furniture.
She's like a tiny goat.
Yeah.
She just wants to always chew on everything. All right, so is there...
She chew on metal, but I don't understand that.
I know.
Why are you chewing on metal?
Yeah, she's really into it.
The Pookie Panther chewing on metal. It must feel good on the teeth.
I guess so.
Feels good, don't it?
Because for a while, I was worried about it, because I thought maybe I was like, well, maybe she's got, like, something wrong with her gums, and it's like she's, like, teething or something. But I looked at her gums, and they don't look red or, like, anything
she
like that.
She likes biting on stuff.
Oracle says Pookie is practicing fighting mutant monsters.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, she's getting ready for, like, the robot overlords she's going to, like, fight against. Yeah. She's just going to, like, keep fighting them and shit.
Yeah, so this one was okay. It's good. I liked it.
Yeah,
it was way above average. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
I'd probably give it, you know, like, for the type of movie that it is, 4 out of 5 stars, probably.
Yeah. I mean, you know, nice cinematography. It's like, you know, entertaining. Had a lot of good gore in it.
Yeah.
You know, good monsters. Like I said, I liked, like, the big lumbering mutant dudes. That was, like, pretty cool.
I think I liked Blood Vessel better, though.
I'm going to say I did like Blood Vessel a lot better.
But different kind of movie.
But, yeah, it's hard to compare.
Hard to compare them, right.
You know, one horror movie than another, because especially it's like a totally different subgenre. So it's like, you know, the different subgenres have different.
Blood Vessel almost kind of reminded me of a little bit of a lower budget version of Underworld. Not quite as flashy as, remember Underworld?
Yeah.
With the girl? Or something like out of Blade.
Like maybe
Blade 1 or 2, but not quite, not as big budget, though. Those are pretty good movies. I like them.
Yeah. Louis says, you guys need a rating system. I thought about doing that. Like, when I first started doing my book reviews, I kind of did, like, stars, and then I was like, man, fuck it. It's, like, it's too hard to, like, come up with, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just, like, there's so many, it just seems really reductive, and I just don't really like to do it. Pat Hatfield says, watch a double feature of Night of the Lepus and Frogs if you want to overdose on stupidity.
Yeah, if I remember, I vaguely remember Frogs.
I need to see that again, too. Yeah. How about Squirm?
Yeah, remember that about the worms coming up out of the ground, biting people?
I've seen that one, like, lots of times because it was on Mystery Science Theater, so I always watch that
whole
episode.
House is in a sea of worms that he was hiding.
You gonna
the
be the worm face. That fucking guy.
What you doing, Poke? Stop tearing shit up.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. She's tearing stuff up. All right, so we better, like, entertain her before she, like, eats everything in this room.
She's like, you guys are talking to the lights again. Stop talking to the lights.
Come talk to Pokey.
Yeah.
She's gonna eat all your shit.
Yeah,
all right. So we will be back tomorrow talking about another movie. I got one picked out. Might not be a brand new one, but it's just a couple of years old that I'm going to watch later. So thanks, everybody, for stopping by on this Monday, and we will see you guys again tomorrow. Bye.